You don't have to go to that special finance dealer to get approved. At Blue Water Chrysler, no matter what condition your credit is, they'll get you approved. Visit Moran Blue Water Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on 24th Avenue in Fort Gratiot or online at MoranBlueWaterCDJR.com.
Ride the wave to savings with us.
All right, 10 minutes past 9 o'clock on this Wednesday morning. We just cannot seem to get enough true crime, whether it's books, TV shows, movies, documentaries, or podcasts. They continue to draw a huge audience. Joining us right now, the hosts of the new true crime podcast, Sleuth and Surgeon, TK Masters and Dr. M. Gentlemen, good morning.
Hi, Paul. It's great to discuss Sleuth and Surgeon with you.
And I'm sorry I said gentlemen, but I got that wrong. TK Masters and Dr. M, Sleuth and Surgeon. You two have completely opposite brains, as I understand it. We're talking street smarts and espionage versus high-stakes surgery in the law. Give us an example of a case where your professional instincts clashed.
Well, actually, it's our second case, Ode Alexander, and not to give too much away, but we had diametrically opposing opinions of whether the eventual perpetrator was actually guilty or not. And obviously, we did find out, but we were completely at opposite ends of that at the beginning.
How did you team up in the first place?
Well, we actually met at a Christmas party years ago.
Right. TK was doing some fraud work, not for the firm wasn't fraudulent, but she was under discovering some fraud that they had noted. And I was using this firm for my own accounting services. There was a Christmas party. We met, and TK had this amazingly tragic and sad case that she had been working on in a small town in Texas. And we thought, this needs to have a light shown on it, and I can write. And so we teamed up.
Two Horse Lay is a fascinating case. It's complex and stunning in that three separate law enforcement agencies completely disregarded the findings of a forensic pathologist.
And this murderer got away and was allowed to kill again, and he remains at large.
Wow. That's amazing. As I mentioned, there's a lot of true crime material out there, a lot of true crime podcasts. What makes Sleuth and Surgeon unique?
You know, Dr. M and I spent our entire careers working in the very disciplines which provide us greater depth, insight, and understanding in all of the cases that we share with our audience.
And we provide the medical, the legal, the investigative analyses you don't find in virtually any other podcast. We delve into it. We give the details. We share the details. In fact, on our YouTube at Sleuth and Surgeon, we have the autopsy reports. We have the crime scene photos. We actually went out to the ranch with Two Horse Lay where the victim was killed. So we really give a deep dive that enriches the case. It helps the audience understand the case much better.
Well, Dr. M, you have that medical viewpoint. What's the big mistake that a lot of police detectives make when they try to interpret medical examiner or autopsy information?
Well, all I can say is I would hope that the investigator talks to the forensic pathologist. There's a lot that can be gained by the communication between the two, information that can go both ways and help the case.
TK, your background is in corporate espionage. How does a background in corporate spycraft help you solve a regular cold case differently than the local police can?
You know, it really depends on the case. Any investigation requires a strategy, planning, and an ability to listen to your witnesses. In corporate espionage cases, working in an undercover capacity, those skill sets become keenly developed. And through an assortment of cases from theft to trade secrets, $73 million medical lab billing fraud, even when I recovered a pair of $1 million diamond earrings for my elderly client, all of those cases just require acute listening skills.
The podcast Sleuth and Surgeon focuses on cold cases in some cases, like and you mentioned Two Horse Slay, the mystery in Texas. That's 20 years old. You're not afraid to get dirty to find the truth. What's the closest you've come to crossing a dangerous line or a legal line to get answers?
That is a great question. If your listeners will go to YouTube at Sleuth and Surgeon, you can see actual photos of records when Dr. M and I were in the records repository at Waller County's DA's office. Dr. M, we were legally...
It was all legal, but it's amazing how the records are stored at the Waller County DA's office. These are old cases at an old hospital. You can see it all on our website, sleuthandsurgeon.com, or the YouTube at sleuthandsurgeon.com. It's amazing.
It sounds really fascinating. For people who want a deeper dive into true crime, what's the one mystery that you expose on Sleuth and Surgeon that's gonna keep them up at night?
To me, it's the fact that you had three law enforcement agencies in Texas disregard this board-certified forensic pathologist, and you will hear from her on the podcast. They disregarded her ruling, and that allowed this murderer to kill again. And the question is why.
Mm. Here's one more question for both of you. Why do you think that true crime is so fascinating, and why it has become such a hot commodity in recent years?
I think part of it is I always wonder, and I think a lot of people wonder, what motivates somebody to do something. And then also it incorporates what we incorporate is you've got the medical, and people are fascinated by science, forensics, you've got legal, you've got the detective work. I mean, those are three of the most popular types of television shows. People are intrigued by those items.
Yeah. Sleuth and Surgeon, the podcast. Find it where you find podcasts. TK and Dr. M, thanks for being with us this morning. Really appreciate it.
Yes, check us out at YouTube at Sleuth and Surgeon and our website, sleuthandsurgeon.com. Thank you very much, Paul.
All right,
thank
you bet. You. Take care. Bye-bye.